This program is brought to you by Salvation Ministries. Hour of Salvation with David Ibiomie.
Plan your life. What did I say? Plan your life. That's the message. Praise God. Planning is the key to success. Because he who fails to plan has planned to fail. As a planning is the key to success. Because he who fails to plan has actually planned to fail. Planning is deciding in advance what should be done, why it should be done, where it should be done, when it should be done, and who should do it, and how it should be done. Planning is deciding in advance what should be done, why it should be done, where it should be done, when it should be done, who should do it, and how it should be done. That's planning. That's what? Simply, I want to build a house. What I'm saying is, you decide in advance what should be done to build a house. Why should I build this house? Where should I build a house? When do I want to build the house? And who will build a house? And how do I want it built? That's planning. That's what? Luke 14. Luke 14. Luke 14. Verse 28. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you there? For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to do what? Finish it. Let's read 29 together. After he had laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him. That will not be your portion. Amen. Saying, this man began to build and was not what? To finish it. That has to do with planning. He said, which of you intending to build a tower will not sit down first to do what? To plan. Glory to God. Without proper planning and preparation, failure is almost guaranteed. Now hear this and hear me very well. Can I tell you one truth? I know, in quote, God will provide is the highest level of irresponsibility without proper planning. I come again. You're doing nothing, and I know my God will provide without planning. Without what? Is the highest level of what? Irresponsibility. Faith is not you not doing something. Faith is not transferring your responsibility to God. No, that's not faith. That's responsibility. Many of us think faith is absolute transferring our responsibility to God. Faith is partnering with God. Faith is what? Faith is not transferring what you are supposed to do to God and believing God to do all things. That is an irresponsible faith. Without planning, believing, oh God, I know you will do it, is the highest level of stupidity. Am I talking to someone here? If you look at creation in Genesis chapter 1, you will find that the Almighty God believes in planning. Believes in what? God believes in order, and he took time to plan. Before God created the fishes, he made sure there was water. Am I talking to someone here? He didn't just say, let there be fish, let there be water. No, he made sure water was there first before he brought the fishes, so the fishes would have a place to stay. Hello. Before the animals came, he made sure there was bush first. It was after he has created the grasses and the bush, the forest, then he now created what? The animals, so they can have a place to stay. Am I talking to someone here? Hello. God made sure before he created man, there was a garden. You can see order in God's life and creation. Now, many of you, if you want to marry, you are not working. You don't even have a house. You say, I'm believing God. That is not faith. That is stupidity. God said to Adam, till this land, this garden, and then he gave him a wife. So by responsibility in planning, a man should not look for a wife when he has no job. Hello. You say, I believe God. You believe stupidity. Am I talking to someone here? We have used church to cover planning. A woman carries pregnancy for how many months? For a man to be looking for hospital bill is a stupid man, because there was 9 months notice. There was no emergency. No woman delivers emergency. And a man is now running around to pay the wife's delivery bill. He's a foolish man. God gave him 9 months to do what? To plan. And then on the day of delivery, he said, I'm looking for bill. My wife, hospital bill. I mean, he's a stupid man, because 9 months was enough for him to prepare that, to know that he has to pay the doctors who delivered her. But it's not free. Glory to God. Planning brings order. Planning brings what? God believes in planning. God believes in what? Now hear this and hear me very well. People fail not because they plan to fail, but because they fail to plan. People fail not because what? They plan to, but because they fail to plan. Planning is simply bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it now. As a planning is simply bringing what? The future into the present, so that you can do something about it now. You are looking at where you are going, and you sit down now to work it out. It pays to plan ahead. It pays to do what? It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. Say planning. It wasn't what? When Noah did what? That was planning. Am I talking to someone here? It wasn't raining then, but he built the ark to tell us what planning is. Boy, your children will go to school very soon. You want to do Christmas. Then in January, you now run around. You are stupid. You are very what? You are stupid. There's no devil after you. You want to hear truth? Glory to God. They don't use a new dress to pay school fees. It's money. Your Christmas dress, the headmaster, the principal, will not take the Christmas dress. He said, well, you pay my school fees. Hello. Now, can I tell you something? Most of you that borrow and put yourself under stress is lack of planning. Most of you who are indebted today, you check how you became indebted was lack of planning. And then he says, see, I bind the principalities in my village. God said, bind your lack of planning. Planning is the application of logical, rational, analytical thinking to your objective. Planning is the application of logical, rational, analytical thinking to your objective. Now hear this and hear me very well. You will never know the worth of what you have until you become a committed planner. I said you will never know the worth of what is in your hands until you are committed to planning. Many of you, what you have is enough to make you a millionaire, but because you are not a planner, you don't have value for it. Am I talking to someone here? Most of you who are now saying, I have no job, what you have is enough to start the job. Am I talking? But because there's no plan for it, there's no what? Am I talking to someone here? Sit down and plan your life. Sit down what? Now, you went to read education in school and you're a teacher and you're living in a two-bedroom flat looking for a job. It's enough to start your school. Just bring 10 children, teach them every day, and if they pay you 2,000 per month, you are sure of 20,000 for the 10 children. Just lesson of 2,000. Two of us? Eh?
David Ibiomi will be right back.
But you have not planned. You have not what? You say, I don't know what's happening to me now. I can tell you what's happening to you. What's happening to you that you have no... Come on, sir, here. To a non-planner, nothing is enough. Nothing is what? Nothing is sufficient. Nothing is adequate. To a non-planner, everything is not enough. This factor, not enough. This factor, not enough. This one, not enough. This one, not enough. To a planner, everything is what? Enough. Look at tetra, not enough. Too small. Too small. Come on, sir, here. Anyone to be planning? Planners are always resourceful and creative. Planners are always what? And to a planner, whatever enters his hand, he begins to think what to do with it. Planners are resourceful and creative. To a planner, the little income that enters his or her hand, she will begin to think of what to do. To a non-planner, it is never enough. Hello. To a planner, whatever enters the hand, the person will think of what to do with it. Am I talking to someone here? To a non-planner, it is never enough. To a planner, whatsoever he or she has is made to be sufficient. It's made to be... Let me show you something in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 9. He said, the profit of the earth is for all. The profit of the earth is for who? The profit of the earth is for all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 5, 9. So I'll plan from today. I will not leave my life to chance. Amen. How many will start planning their lives? Tell your neighbor, plan your life. Let's read verse 9 of Ecclesiastes 5. Moreover, the profit of the earth is what? The king himself is served by the field. The profit of the earth is what? So we are all men of equal what? Opportunity. We all have equal what? To make the most of life. Every one of us have equal opportunity. It's simply a function of planning. Feel about what? We all have equal opportunity. Listen, everybody has equal what? It's simple. A function of what? Planning. One person knows how to plan. One refused to plan. Am I talking? Now they give two of you 20,000, whether in dollars or in naira, equally. One will decide to say, this 20,000, I should start business. One will buy one handset because he has no plan for life and expect somebody else to give him another 20,000. It's not enough. He has bought one handset and somebody else has used it to start business. Am I talking to someone? Glory to God. No plan. Can I tell you one truth? You don't have a future if you're not a committed planner. You don't have a what? If you don't have a committed until you're committed to planning. Now, planning is good because, and one thing about planning is that it is a non-transferable responsibility. It's a non-what? Planning is a non-transferable responsibility. It gives you victory over lack. Now, living an oversized life is lack of planning. Hello. I have to teach you because people all over the world don't plan their lives. Am I talking to someone here? All over the world, we don't plan. All over. People don't plan their lives. Why must you give yourself stress? Ooh. Most stress many people are having is lack of plan. You're working, you should know when you want to retire. So you should plan. Because it's not overnight. You know that you are getting to the time of retirement. You should stop having children. Except you are very rich. Except you are very what? Yes. If you have, I tell you, I say, plan. Some people have children in a way that they bring them to suffer. Because they don't have plan. Why will a man of 60 be still be having small children? Except he's very rich. If he's very rich, well, the wife from his wealth can maintain these small ones. At 60, you know that if before his son will become 20, he's already 80. So he can't walk again. So planning should make him know that at that point, he should stop having. He said, the devil. I used to have money. Now, at 80, you can't go to work and all like that. Is it the devil? Okay. Plan your... I said, plan is simply taking the future and bringing it to the now and put it in reality. Come on, sir, here. Am I talking to someone here? Even a young girl, plan. Do what? Plan your life. Plan your life. Plan your life so that you can be useful. Am I talking? Everybody sit down. I say it's analytical, rational. You sit down. where am I going? You can be doing CCAQ at 20. But hey, baby, if you get to 39, stop doing CCAQ. A man can be doing CCAQ at 40. A 20-year-old girl will still marry him. I tell you the truth. Even at 50, 22-year-old girl will still marry. But a woman, 40. Hey. Even if you reduce the age and raw pancake, it will show. You can do all the plastic surgery. When you do the, you know how you know old people, they can do the, this place, they don't do plastic surgery there. So when they do the neck, we still wrinkle to show that. And anyhow, if you like it, try. You should plan your life to know that, hey, the way I'm going, I should plan my life. Do I want to live like this at 40? Even if you say you are 32. Unofficial 32, no, you can reduce the age 32. When you are already 40. It doesn't matter. But it will show. When it gets to what 32 children will do, you will not be able to do it. Am I talking somewhere? Praise the Lord. Plan your life. So I hear. And you know, preparation for the future starts with the little steps of today through planning. Preparation for the what? Starts with the little steps of today through planning. It pays to plan ahead. It pays to do what? Hear this truth, no tangible progress can be made in life without thinking and planning. Don't live your life to mere wishes. Don't live your life to mere wishes. Plan. Have plans, set goals for your future achievement. Have what? Set what? Set goals. One thing planning does is this. It gives meaning to life. And it enables you to take charge and order in your life. Walk your life out in line with your plan. Anywhere you see order, one of the proofs is planning. One of the proofs is what? Anywhere you see disorder, it's a proof that there's no plan. When you see a man wake up running in the office, no, he doesn't plan. One day I called a worker with me, I said, come. You are so busy, but do you know you are not effective? The person said, how? I said, you run from one office to another. But check the day you didn't achieve anything. I said, now, don't do that again. Write out all the things you want to do the following day. And then go through them. You find out that 2 hours, you have finished all. But if you don't do that, phone recall, you can get up. You'll be so disorganized. And some of us are like that. No planning. No what? So they can come to your shop. Say, sister, very I'll do. He say, I they come. Make I close my shop. Because he have no. Come on, sir, here. Yes. Write down your priorities. Write down your what? Write them down. Think about your priorities for the future. Now, what am I saying? Think about your priorities for the future and write them down. Right? Don't say when you want to plan, write them down. Let me show you something in Proverbs 24 verse 3. Proverbs 24 verse 3. Glory to God. Proverbs 24 verse 3. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Want to become a great person? Sit down and plan. It's a true wisdom. It's a house wealth. And plan is an act of wisdom. Can I tell you the principal tool for planning? The principal tool for planning is thinking. It's what? The principal tool for planning is what? Thinking. Every time you want to plan, sit down to think. Brother, every stress is lack of planning. Every what? It's lack of. Come on, say here. Because good planning prevents small problems from becoming big problems. Good planning prevents what? From becoming big problems. Proverbs 27 verse 12. Proverbs 27 and verse 12. Say, I hear. How many will plan their life? Will you plan your life? Stop looking for someone to give you strength. Plan your life. Plan what? Am I talking to someone here? Verse 12. Are you there? Shall we read verse 12 together? Proverbs 27 verse 12. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Step there. A prudent man does what? And does what? Now let me read the New Living Translation. I put it. He said, a prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. A prudent person foresees what? And takes what? Precautions. Let me tell you something. Plan your life. That's your message. Do what? Tell your neighbor, say, plan your life. So the prayer requests of witches and wizards is lack of plan. No witch is one of most of you. It's lack of plan. Why give yourself stress? You can plan your life and live your size. You can do what? Plan your life. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.